It was definitely the first meet. We had some rust, and we got a kind of young team. But overall, it wasn't bad. We got, you know, it's usually good. The first tournament's usually good for seeing what you really need to work on. And it was pretty apparent on Friday, Saturday. We got a lot of things to cover in the room. So it's good. We got 2 weeks till the next one. We're going to get busy.
It's got some time to work on those things. Individually, what did you see? Standout performances, exciting matches?
Yeah, there were some really good ones. You know, we got quite a few matches, and that's kind of the idea of the tournament, is we just pitched everybody together, tried to get as many matches as we possibly could. And we had some guys that left the weekend with zero wins and a couple losses, but we had quite a few on the team that did really well. So a couple of the good standouts, we had Ruby Masson, sophomore. She was 5-1, and the girl that she lost to, she just made one little mistake, and then she ended up beating her. Later on, I think she actually beat her twice later on in the tournament. So she did really well. And then Adam Ware did well at 160 pounds. He was 5-1 as well. And he lost to a pretty tough kid from Wrangell. So, no, I'm sorry, he lost to Cole. He lost to Cole Sproul, so he's on our team too. So, yeah, that was his only loss. The weekend was wrestling Cole. And the Sproul brothers, Cole and Corin, really did well. Corin, he was 5-2. He lost the same guy from Craig twice, but it's kind of one of those things. If you want to be the toughest, you got to wrestle the toughest, and we put him up against him twice. He was a region champ last year, the kid from Craig, and they were tough matches, but they were good. We learned a lot from them. And Cole, he wrestled tough, and he's tough and he's strong, and he's gained a lot since last year, but he was a little rusty, just like everybody was, and he lost to two for a kid from Wrangell as well. So it was good. We had a lot of good performances, but we had some tough ones too. Another good guy this weekend who wrestled really well, who I'd never seen before. He's a new freshman. His name's Caden. He was 4-2, and one of his losses was to a 145-pound kid from Mount Edgecombe, who was a region champ last year, and he's going to end up wrestling for us for 135 pounds. So he's given up quite a bit of weight and a tough kid, and it was still a pretty good match. So
Caden, I think, is it Guler or Guller? Or?
It's Guler or Gulan or it depends on who you talk to.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's he's good. He's tough, and he made a couple mistakes in one match and from a kid from Ketchikan who he beat pretty soundly the first time. And then he made one tough mistake. And Ketchikan kids are technical. And the coach is really good, and he knew exactly what he was going to do, and he did that. And the Ketchikan kid capitalized on it. But again, he was giving up 5 pounds. So he was wrestling at 140 pounds, and he probably will end up going down to 135 for us. So should be pretty good, yeah.
All right. Yeah, a couple of those matches I saw Saturday night. The Vikings would be in a position where they looked like they were actually going to move in for a pin or something like that, but then would just get flipped and be on the other side of it. So.
Yeah, and that, you know, we had a lot of opportunity to really stick it to them, and it was just one thing didn't go, or we got out of position just a little bit, and then we were the ones on our back, and we were in trouble. So one of the things we definitely can work on is fighting off our back, because when we got on our back, it was pretty tough, and we got pinned when we got on our back, which I'd like to see us fight off a little bit better. And we got 2 weeks to really work on bridging and getting a little bit better shape. And but overall, it was a great weekend. Had lots of fun. I got to see a lot of faces. The kids got to see a lot of faces they hadn't seen in a long time. So it was a good weekend.